Welcome back to the Tip TV Finance Show. We're knocking on the door of the IG Index office to see Josh Mahoney, who's a market analyst there. How are you today, Josh?
Yeah, not bad, Zach. How are you doing?
All right, sounds like your office is a hive of activity. Have the things got back to normal, back to school?
Yeah, just about. I still haven't had a holiday yet, so I'm saving mine for the winter months, which it definitely seems to be on the cusp of. Every time I get up in the morning, it's pitch black now, so not a good look.
You're a young man, you don't need a holiday. Let's have a look at some of the slides you sent to us today. Will Draghi drag the euro down?
Same old, really. Look, ultimately, whether he's got something to do or not, Draghi always seems to be on the case of trying to get some euro devaluation. We've actually seen a period of strength for the euro, so we've got to try and see what he's got in his locker. Essentially, the only thing that anyone's really expecting is for him to potentially extend the amount of time that QE is about for. Currently, it ends, I think, in March. There's talk of him possibly pushing it down the road for another 6 months. But ultimately, you know, whether he does it or whether he doesn't, he's going to want to try and devalue the euro. So he's going to try and pass comments around it, whether it be not implement it, but maybe basically say that he's going to do it next time round, or maybe insinuate that he's going to do something else. You know, I just sort of feel like at some point he's going to run out of ammo. He's going to run out of something to indicate he's going to do next. And that's the time that we're going to see a big rally in the euro. I don't necessarily think that it's time quite yet, so I still think he's got some ammo left.
This is the other problem, that everybody, as everybody knows what he's trying to do, he's got no element of surprise. He's got nothing really to actually drive home what his strategy.
Yeah, it's become a bit of a predictable one at the moment. I guess previously everyone sort of kept getting caught out by it time and time again, and traders would get somewhat fed up at the fact that he kept doing it. But ultimately, because it's become fairly predictable, albeit the moves aren't necessarily as big as they were previously, but then again, some of the measures that he's been implementing might not have been as big either. But also people have become accustomed to it, so ultimately, you know, people can actually try and sort of gain expectation, know what's going to be coming, and they can sort of prepare for it a little bit better. So whilst we're seeing some strength at the beginning of the session today for the euro, I don't think it's necessarily going to last. We've got a few charts to run through as well, one of which is the euros.
Well, we'll do that in a minute, but the Australian economy hits 25 years without recession. The lucky country economy picking up, exports jumping overnight. I mean, it's a mining play, isn't it, really?
Yeah. I mean, essentially what we're seeing with the Aussie economy is, yes, it's sort of gaining some strength, but that's not necessarily coming from a great place. We've seen them really suffer heavily from the whole China story and the like. They're trying to sort of position their economy more towards domestic growth and away from being so reliant on exports. But I guess when you're such a mineral-rich country, you're always going to be reliant on exports and the like, and therefore you're going to be reliant on the likes of China. You know, China have been showing some signs of pickup in terms of their PMI numbers, but certainly, you know, they're not what they were previously, and I don't think they necessarily will be for some time yet. I think the key thing here is the fact that this whole carry trade thing still comes around. Everyone's searching for yield, and you still do, despite the fact that we've seen massive cuts in terms of the headline inflation rate, interest rate. You still see decent yield versus what you're seeing in the likes of the US and the Eurozone and the UK. And I think that's sort of the saving grace for the Aussie dollar. And that's really what's helped prop it up in times when even the economy wasn't necessarily faring so well. But yeah, 25 years, that's 100 quarters of consecutive growth for the Aussie economy.
Something to learn from there. Sterling rises after the UK and US PMI. So that's better data there after Brexit, and then gold also helped by the US data.
Yeah, exactly. Gold, I think, has been a bit of it's been a tough one for me, because I've constantly been bullish, and I essentially said if it didn't drop below 1300, I was looking for a bounce. But you know, as it gets closer and closer and closer, you start doubting yourself. But fortunately, we've seen this massive bounce now, and I actually think that that's somewhat overcooked for the time being. Until we break out, I think we could see a reversal again. Cover that in the charts.
Let's have a look at the charts, as we were trying to do a second ago. Euro dollar, so stronger start today, but lots of overhead resistance.
Yeah, exactly. So what I've shown, I think, is a weekly chart, and essentially it just shows that we're in this sort of M-shaped pattern. It's the inverse of what we're seeing in the dollar index, which makes sense given that it's the main contributor to that. But I think, despite the fact that we're having a very positive week so far, I think we're set up actually to start to turn around, and today could be the perfect opportunity to do that. I'm sure Mario Draghi will do his best to do so. So actually, in terms of shorts, this actually looks relatively cheap for the time being, and would need to break out through the first swing high out of this pattern to actually start negating it and pointing towards a potential rally out of this M shape and not necessarily completion. But for the time being, I do think we could complete this M, move back down towards the lows.
Okay, let's have a look at the next chart, the Aussie, which is looking quite sprightly, isn't it?
That it is, yeah. So you can see that we're essentially trying to break out of this massive triangle formation. We've got this big previous support turned into resistance trend line. And essentially from there, are we breaking through that? Well, it's what we're trying to do at the moment. And I do think that we're likely to be able to sustain price action. If we manage to take out that first swing high, then actually this could set us up for an extended period of time of strength for the Australian dollar. We have got a new governor coming into the RBA, Philip Lowe. I don't necessarily know whether he's bullish or bearish or, dovish or hawkish, but it's going to be an interesting time. And certainly, the chart for me points towards the potential for a breakout towards the upside. And if we see that first swing high taken out, all of a sudden it could set us up for an extended period of time. I'm talking about multi-months and multi-years of upside for the Australian dollar as we see China hopefully recover alongside that. Sorry. What we're seeing in terms of sterling is... Here we go. So we're seeing this sort of resurgence, and actually I've brought up the daily chart to show that we've actually near enough created this double bottom formation. It points towards a bigger retracement of the big deterioration that we saw around about the referendum. It makes sense because the UK economy is not necessarily faring as bad as people thought it was going to be doing so. It's going to take some time for that to come through. I think after Article 50 is enacted and people actually start to possibly reposition their companies, I don't think there's a massive amount of that. And at the moment, it's all sentiment. And therefore, maybe it was overcooked and maybe we're actually set for a period of strength for sterling. Certainly, we've been seeing that recently. But I do think that we've got this potential double bottom in play. If we get a break through that resistance, that neckline, then it could point towards a period of strength for sterling as well.
All right, just the market I wanted to get onto, gold, to finish off with.
Exactly, yeah. So gold, this is a weekly time frame. You can see that essentially we've been creating this, I guess you could call it a flag, but it is essentially a continuation pattern. But until we break out from that, I'd expect it to continue. Now we're at the top end of this range. It's also coming up to the 76.4 retracement area. Excuse me. And given the fact that we've seen such a big bounce so far, and given the fact that we still remain within this pattern, it actually makes sense for me, despite the fact that I was bullish from 1300, I'm actually happy to be taking my profits from around this area and actually looking for shorter term pullbacks and a little bit of weakness for gold to come until we actually break out of this pattern. And that's when the medium term to long term outlook of further gains for gold comes back into play.
Josh Mahoney, market analyst for IG Index, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Right, we'll be back after the break with Richard Perry from Hantech Markets.